Welcome into the In the Money podcast for KeenelandSelect.com. Tom Leach along with Jim Goodman, Keeneland's Director of Wagering Development, and we will take a look at the late pick four at Parks in Philadelphia, which includes two grade ones and three graded stakes overall on Pennsylvania and Derby and Cotillion Day. So, Jim, this will start in race 12 with the grade two Gallant Bob for three-year-olds at six furlongs. And this race several times has produced horses that have run well in the Breeders' Cup Sprint, like last year. Ben Toronado, who was so impressive last weekend at Churchill, came out of this race last year. So this is an interesting spot. Barnes is in here for Bob Baffert. He'll be the big favorite. Can you beat Barnes?
Well, I think this race came up a little difficult to handicap other than two horses. And I think Barnes and Neo Equus are the two standouts in here. I think the rest of them are decent horses at Parks, or they've got a lot to prove. I just don't think they're in the same class as those two. And that's the two I would use starting off the pick four. Barnes is going to be, obviously, this is a stepping stone. They've decided that he's a sprinter after trying him on the Derby Trail last year. And so he's obviously pointing for the Breeders' Cup Sprint. I wouldn't be surprised to see him run off here. He got a good tune-up at Saratoga, ran behind Patch Adams and Captain Cook with a 100 buyer up. I expect him to improve off that. But Neo Equus, he was on the Derby Trail as well, and Sassy Joseph decided to bring him back Woody Stevens, and Patch Adams destroyed him that day. But then in the Jersey Shore at Monmouth, Neo Equus came back and won. So I think he's got a shot in here to knock off Barnes. I think Barnes is going to be 3-5, and Neo Equus is probably 4-1. I think those two have got to win this race.
I think Barnes is probably a good single, but I am going to take one shot against him, and so I'll use two in the Gallant Bob, and the other one I'm going to use will be a bit of a price, and it's Donut God. And I only use this horse because he was really touted before his debut last fall at Churchill, and he won first out with an 81 buyer. Three-year-old debut, he had a slow start, and then six works since then, so maybe he was short for that race. And the works have been good. And if he's something special, then maybe he could jump up and show it in this position. So I'm going to put him on the ticket. It'll double the cost of my pick four. But I think Barnes is the likely winner of this. And if not for taking a swing to try to boost the pick four on Donut God, I'd just single Barnes. 13th race is the Grade 1 Cotillion, three-year-old fillies, mile and a 16th. And I ended up on Lacara, the two, and the mile and a 16th is part of the reason why. She's been running 2 mile and an eighth, and then a mile and a quarter in her last three starts. And before that, she won the Ashland at a mile and a 16th, and everything else I think was a mile or less. So she might be best at a mile and a 16th to a two-turn mile, something like that. I think she might be able to control the pace in here too. So I'm going to take her on top. Good cheer. Her figs are nothing great relative to the price, but she's very classy, so I definitely don't want to overlook her. And then Scottish Lassie freaked last out in a grade one at Saratoga, and the third place finisher came back to win next time out. Got to have her on the ticket if she's maybe taking her game to a higher level. So really any one of those three I could see winning this. I took Lacara. How'd you see it?
Well, I took Good Cheer for the same reason. Lacara is 1-2, and the win was in the Ashland. Good Cheer is 5-5 at a mile and a 16th. And she's only gotten beat in the last couple races where they stretched her out. Stretched her out in the Acorn to a mile and an eighth, and she ran terrible that day at 3-10. Lacara beat her easily that day along with Scottish Lassie. But in the Alabama, after a little bit of rest to come back, she came back in a mile and a quarter, and she finished second to Nitrogen. Dropping back to a mile and a 16th, I think you're right. Lacara does control the pace here. I think the race is probably too short for Scottish Lassie. Scottish Lassie has relished the move to a mile and an eighth. So Good Cheer, 5-5 at a mile and a 16th. I thought she was the best filly in the country going into the Kentucky Oaks, and she proved it that day. Step back in the Acorn, but I think she gets back on track today with a win in the Cotillion. Lacara and Scottish Lassie behind her.
Race 14 in the third leg of the late pick four is the Grade 1 Pennsylvania Derby. Mile and an eighth for three-year-olds for a big purse here. How did you look at the Pennsylvania Derby?
Well, I think Bayes is going to be the favorite for John Sharif, coming off of a, got beat by Sovereignty by one length in the Jim Dandy. And I would almost single Bayes here. I think he's good enough to take this race. But I've got enough money that I'm not going to go really deep in any race. Maybe the last one I'm going to go deeper, but I've still got a reasonable ticket here. So Baeza, for obvious reasons, if Sovereignty were in here, he'd be 1-9. So Baeza will probably be 4-5 or even money. But there's a couple other horses in here that I think have a shot to move up, and one of them is Goal Oriented for Bob Baffert coming out of Haskell, who lost to Journalism there. Gosker also ran in that race and only lost by half length. So all three of the top choices here for me have run within a length of Journalism or Sovereignty. So that's the two top three-year-olds. These horses are just one notch below, and I think either one of them could move up, especially Gosker for Brendan Walsh. He moved forward off the Preakness effort and only got beat a half a length. Journalism got better as well. So Gosker's got a shot. And then Magnitude is a horse that didn't make it to the Triple Crown, but won the Risen Star by 9 3/4 and the Iowa Derby by 9 1/4. Came back in the Travers and don't think that he needs to go a mile and a quarter. Got beat by 20 by Sovereignty, who was just amazing that day. But Magnitude at 6-1 might be worth the shot as well. Bayes is going to be the favorite, but I'm going to go 4 deep in the pick four.
I ended up landing on Magnitude for the win. I think he makes an easier lead in this spot. Last time in that Travers, there was a lot of talk that he could maybe steal the race, that small field and his speed, and they really challenged him aggressively, I thought, and he didn't handle that great. But I like the two works off that distant third in the Travers. And the two buyers, you mentioned the Iowa Derby and the race down in Louisiana, that 105, 108, those are better than anything in here. And if the horse really wasn't a grade one caliber animal and Steve Asmussen had thought that was demonstrated in the Travers, he could have picked an easier spot. So he jumps back into another grade one. That suggests to me some confidence that this horse can run much better than he did in the Travers. So I'm going to take him. Got to use the ones you mentioned, Baeza, Gosker, Goal Oriented. Baeza, I kind of go back and forth between, is he just going to blow these away because he's really only been beaten by Journalism and Sovereignty? Or is he one of those horses that always looks great and always runs second or third? So he could be vulnerable. The other one I'm going to use, I'm going to go 5 deep in here, and it's Big Truz. This horse was touted from the first time he won at Keeneland in his debut. Really improved last time, jumped up dramatically on the buyer scale to a 100 in the race at Ellis, and he has the pedigree to stretch out in distance, which he's doing here. So I'm going to put him on the ticket. I really don't think he's a serious win candidate, but just in case, it would certainly spice up the pick four, and I've got the budget the way I'm structuring my ticket to do that, so I'm going to add him. The last leg of the pick four and the last race of the day up there at Parks is the Parks Sprint. 4-year-olds and up at 6.5. I ended up going 5 deep in here. I took Maximus Meridius on top. Thought he was wide against a hot pace last out at Saratoga. And the numbers from last year would stack up well. Loves it at Parks for a sharp local trainer, Butch Reed. Sanchez is 2-for-2 riding him. So I'm going to take a shot at 10-1 on that horse. Hold My Bourbon had a 98 two back versus Lesser at Saratoga in the second out for Safi Joseph. So he may have improved this horse. And if you forgive the last race, he could jump up and win this. Full Moon Madness is a grade 3 winner. Damon's Mound is 1-for-1 here and was 4th in the grade 2 Vanderbilt at Saratoga. Bucciarino, 7 wins from 15 starts, 5 out of 6 at Parks. So I'm using all 5 of those on my pick 4. What'd you do in the Park Sprint?
Well, I got 4 of the 5. I didn't use the one you picked on top, Maximum Meridius. I thought this was the most wide-open race of the 4 races. Bucciarino is probably my choice here for that 5 out of 6 at Parks. Paco Lopez gets the mount. You know where this horse is going, right to the front, and has the speed to hang on, as he showed in the tune-up for this last time out on August 19th with an 89 buyer, around 109-1, 115-1 for 6.5 furlongs. So Paco's going to take him to the lead. Nobody challenges him. I don't think they're going to catch him. if somebody does challenge him, then it winds up being a wide open race. And I'm going to use Full Moon Madness, going to use Hold My Bourbon, going to use Damon's Mound. And the one shot that I'm going to take in here, similar to what you're taking, he drop line for a trainer named Robert Mosco, who's a decent trainer on this circuit up there. And the horse is 6-for-13 lifetime, including 5 wins at Parks. And had a nice tune-up on September 1st, comes back fairly quickly off that, but had a 92 buyer, ran the best he's ever run at Parks. And he's also a speed horse, so Paco may run him into the ground. But if he doesn't, he's 15-1, worth a shot there just because he's got 5 wins at Parks.
How'd you structure your pick 4 ticket?
I spent $60, 5-10 with 1-2-7, with 3-6-8-9, with 1-2-3-9-11.
I ended up with a $75 ticket, 6-5 with 1-2-7, with 3-6-7-8-9, with 1-3-5-9-11. And if you want a single Barnes in the first leg, you could cut that ticket in half, save yourself some money. But $75 ticket for me. Nice card up at Parks. You've got Churchill Downs underway as well. And so wherever you're playing, just make sure you have some money in that Keelan Select account so you can strike while the iron gets hot if you find a good thing. Best of luck. We'll be back next week for the In the Money podcast at KeenelandSelect.com.